Urban life blends with nature along Turtle Creek Boulevard in the heart of Dallas. The boulevard meanders beside tree-lined Turtle Creek, creating a greenbelt corridor with walking and running trails, rock cliffs, ponds, and grassy sitting areas. Elegant high-rise apartments and commercial buildings hug Turtle Creek's west side. Upscale pocket neighborhoods dot the east side. This marriage of natural and architectural beauty was part of an urban design for Dallas created in 1911 by the prominent city planner George Kessler. He called for interconnected parkways and boulevards that would maintain green space along new streets in the growing city. By 1915, the city implemented the Turtle Creek part of the plan. It linked downtown with the affluent new suburban community of Highland Park. But a faltering economy forced the abandonment of the rest of the Kessler plan. Today, the Turtle Creek corridor runs for 2 miles from Reverchon Park to the town limits of Highland Park. It's become a destination for people from all over Dallas who come to enjoy the landscape or recreational and cultural activities. For instance, Reverchon Park includes a historic baseball stadium, native stone walkways, arched bridges, and picnic tables built in the 1930s by the Works Progress Administration. There's a 5-star hotel and restaurant, the Mansion on Turtle Creek, and the Kalita Humphreys Theater, designed by renowned architect Frank Lloyd Wright. City Parks and Recreation Assistant Director Willis Winters.
I think Turtle Creek, the Greenbelt and Corridor, shows us the value of Kessler's planning in 1911, how it has developed into this beautiful green linear finger through central Dallas. I think it shows us, unfortunately, what Dallas could have been if we had implemented even just a tiny fragment of the original Kessler plan over and above the Turtle Creek corridor.